This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. The new year began with some bad news for cake lovers. After 35 years, LA bakery Sweet Lady Jane shut down on New Year's Day. It had 6 locations across the city and 2 more in development, and it was a favorite of celebrities such as Taylor Swift and also regular people such as me. So why the abrupt closure? There are some theories. Expanding too fast, inflation, and the recent news that the company is being sued for alleged wage theft. Mona Holmes is a reporter for Eater LA. She's been following this story closely. Welcome back to Press Play.
Hi, Madeline.
Hi. Okay, so first let's talk about this alleged wage theft. This lawsuit was filed 7 months ago, but just became public. What do we know so far?
This class action lawsuit is from a former employee who is accusing Sweet Lady Jane of wage theft and mismanagement. It's pretty detailed. They're talking about how this employee did not receive compensation for all of her hours worked, that she wasn't compensated for overtime. The employer didn't honor meal periods or rest breaks. Those are the latter two are violations of California and federal law. Those pretty much account to wage theft as well. So this employee also said that the company didn't receive, didn't keep proper payroll records. And, you know, these are all, of course, court documents. It's public, you know, but Sweet Lady Jane is denying all the accusations. And they said that all employees were up to date with payments. But more and more, as this story keeps getting out, employees are speaking up about the problems associated with the company.
Okay, so this lawsuit was filed by one single employee who worked there for 2 months, but it's a class action suit. And I know in some cases, when it comes to using the ADA, you know, the Americans with Disabilities Act, sometimes these law firms that specialize in these kinds of lawsuits find one plaintiff and then file a barrage of complaints, usually involving very technical violations. And so is that could that also be the case here?
It's possible. There's been some other things happening with this. You know, right now there's one employee, and this employee wasn't there for too long. But other employees said that they were offered severance packages, but those came in the form of, you know, a side of silence with a non-disclosure agreement. Mm-hmm. And that would eliminate their ability to participate in any class action lawsuits or any type of litigation at all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of folks are afraid to come out and speak. And I've been tracking and talking to different people who claim that they're employees that say that things have been going downhill for quite a while, long after the founder, Jane Lockhart, sold the business a few years back. But, you know, they're very nervous about the new parent company and what they might do if they actually did speak out.
I see. So this could have contributed to the sudden closure, but also maybe it was something else. Maybe it was the big expansions that were happening. Tell us about that.
Well, it's possible. I mean, Sweet Lady Jane had quite the presence in LA. They opened 35 years ago on Melrose, and there truly were a local success story. They opened to 6 locations in Santa Monica, Beverly Hills, Calabasas, Encino. I was a little obsessed, so I went there pretty often. West Hollywood and San Fernando.
What was your favorite one?
You know, everyone swooned over the triple berry cake, but yeah. I was very keen on their macaroons and their pies. Oh. But, you know, after Jane Lockhart stepped out, some of these employees have been saying that the quality went down, that the new company was increasing prices without raising any kind of pay or offering any additional benefits. You know, some of them have even accused the bakery of not using the best ingredients. You know, there's been a lot of chatter, but no one is willing to really go on record to say this. You know, these are huge accusations. And truthfully, everything needs to be taken with a grain of salt because, you know, we don't know all of the details yet. We don't know the full statement from Sweet Lady Jane. We don't know exactly what happened with this one employee that is filing the lawsuit. So it's, you know, it's going to be very tricky to find people, but typically when I've seen this with LA restaurants, you know, there will be additional employees that will latch on to this lawsuit and we'll have to see what happens with them.
And the founder, Jane Lockhart, herself, she's not saying anything?
No, no, she's pretty silent.
Everyone's
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. This has got to be heartbreaking for her to have put her 35 years of blood, sweat, and tears into making this mini local empire with six locations. And to see it all abruptly come to a close is what's the most troubling to me, because it just doesn't, like, all of us shook our heads over at Eater LA saying how to close six locations like that so quickly and so abruptly. It just feels off.
Right. Some had all the furniture and everything ready to go. They just were ready to just turn on the lights and begin operating, and no, done.
Yeah. Yeah. Showed up to work and there it was.
Yeah. Closed. So bizarre. Okay. So before we get into the bigger issue of, you know, what's going on in the restaurant industry in LA with a lot of high profile closures, I just want to get your recommendation for an alternative, because now, now that we can't have that berry cake, where should we go?
Well, there's a really wonderful set of bakeries that I frequent. One of them is called Gigi's Cubano. And I actually, as much as I love Porto's, I 100% would go to Gigi's first, just because their cakes are just incredible. Having said that, Porto's are excellent too. How many times, Madeline, have you gone to a party or something and you stopped by Porto's and picked up that wonderful berry cake that they have? It's excellent.
Or the Tres Leches.
Always the Tres Leches. So
good.
I would recommend that. But then there's smaller operators, including Valerie Gordon's bakery, Valerie's Confection. She's always an excellent place to go for cakes or any kind of sweets, really. We are very lucky to have an abundance of excellent bakeries in Los Angeles. So we do have options outside of Sweet Lady Jane's.
All right. So back to the bad news. And that is a bunch of restaurant closures this year. A big restaurant, Animal, for example, Cafe Tropical in Silver Lake, the Venerable Cafe, are closing. And, you know, there's probably not one single reason, but this happens in the restaurant biz, or was 2023 a particularly bad year?
2023, according to a ton of restaurant owners that I spoke with, said that it was the hardest year for them to operate, even before COVID, like early COVID in 2020. And a lot of them blame the same thing: higher costs of goods and services. We had a good amount of rain last year, and that absolutely impacted people going out. And then there is the very challenging business of operating a restaurant in any city, seriously.
So we also had a couple of strikes.
We did.
Which also
didn't
help.
that definitely didn't help. I mean, we are very much used to having executives go out, buy out a restaurant, have it catered, or those many people who work on TV or film sets that, you know, have the money to go out. They just weren't, because they were out of work, and many of them, including my husband, are still out of work because the strikes truly have not ended yet.
Wow. Okay. So on that note, where are you going out to eat? Where do you recommend one really good restaurant for the budget conscious and also the taste conscious?
Baja Subs Market in Delhi has one of the best and least expensive menus. I highly recommend that you head over there. And or even Bureka's Sephardic pastries, which are probably the most delicious thing that you'll ever eat, you know, with an attachment to your waistline, but they're really good. and later on this week, I'll be at Lady Hawk in West Hollywood. I haven't tried them yet, but I've been hearing excellent things about them. And the chef over there is the winner of Top Chef Middle East. And from what I hear, he's doing some excellent things in the kitchen.
Okay, great. All right, let's end on a delicious note then. And thank you so much, Mona, for your reporting and for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Madeline.
That's Mona Holmes, reporter for Eater LA. But we talked about media layoffs earlier on the show today. Ahead at 1 o'clock on 89.9 KCRW, the influential music criticism site Pitchfork will lay people off as it merges with the men's magazine GQ. What's going on and why next on the radio and the KCRW app. Coming up, we'll have your weekend movie reviews. That is next on Press Play.